Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, the life at the Fast Lane keeps us moving right along, folks. It's time for Destination Spotlight number 95. Today, we are headed to what locals call Star City. It's located in the 37th state in our nation that was admitted to the Union in 1867. And before we head on out to Cornhusker Country, here's a quick word from our exclusive Destination Spotlight sponsor, Travel Pro Luggage.
Wherever you're headed next, be sure to do it with luggage you can trust, equipping the world to travel like a pro. Right now, you can save 15% off the MaxLite series that Rudy uses, plus get free shipping.
Well, that's a good deal, folks. Every traveler wants a companion that they can trust. Our Travel Pro bags, well, they certainly make our travels a lot easier when we're on the go. They're going to be with us in Atlanta in 2 weeks for our next big Let's Go America tour. Travel Pro, it's the choice of flight crews and frequent travelers. Go get your new luggage today with our show specials at travelpro.com or find a link at rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors.
And joining us now on that show hotline is the mayor of Lincoln, Nebraska, Mayor Gaylor Baird.
Welcome, Mayor. Thank you for joining us to talk a little Nebraska, Lincoln, Nebraska, during our Destination Spotlight today.
Well, thanks so much for having me. I'm glad to be with you all.
Well, we really appreciate that. So, all right, listen, as the capital city of Nebraska, your city really is on constant display with visitors since it attracts so many people to the area. And I would say without question, during college football season, when you have about 85,000 passionate fans there at Memorial Stadium, that brings an influx of travelers. All good for the economy. I'm sure at times it puts some stress on your local budgets, but we've certainly enjoyed our time in your city. I'm curious to hear, do you find that Sunken Gardens, which is certainly a different place to visit, or the historic Haymarket District with all the nightlife, restaurants, and shops engages more visitors when they come?
Well, you know, life is good in Lincoln, Nebraska, and we welcome visitors to many popular destinations in our community. And you've definitely hit on a couple of the top destinations. Our Sunken Gardens are beautiful grounds where our community comes together every spring and plants them so that we have a gorgeous garden to stroll through. We have lots of weddings there in the summertime. But the historic Haymarket, boy, that is a lively part of our city. You'll see lots of old brick buildings that have been repurposed for restaurants and bars and housing and great nightlife and some of the best ice cream you'll find around, too.
Well, that's good, too, for sure, right?
I love that area. Mayor Baird, I think most larger cities can certainly boast about their museums, the arts, culture, the food scene, the sports teams, as Robert mentioned, and, of course, universities. You've got the University of Nebraska. But, you know, you can do that for Lincoln as well, but I'd love for you to share with our fans across the country what you enjoy about living there.
Besides that ice cream I mentioned?
Yeah, besides the ice
well, that's
cream.
That's a given, right.
That's a good one, though.
Right. Well, I mean, I'll just share that, you know, with the many amenities and with our solid economy and how affordable Lincoln is and how kind of the humble character of our community, we rank routinely and recently as the happiest city in America. And I think that's just a wonderful thing to convey to your listeners is that life is good here. We have a safe community. We have a lot of wonderful family-friendly activities. And we have some pretty unique attractions, too, that maybe you wouldn't know about unless you came here. And one of them, for instance, is Robber's Cave. And if you haven't been to Robber's Cave, you should go. Robber's Cave is our oldest tourist attraction. It was dug by a German immigrant in 1869 for our first brewery. And it was purportedly used by Jesse James, along with Central Plains Indians and the Underground Railroad over the years. So you can actually tour this historic cave, and there is a restaurant above it now where people can come and drink craft beers and have a great meal.
Very interesting. Thank you for highlighting that. So my next question is, I'd love for you to share if there's anything that you think that might be misunderstood about Lincoln, Nebraska from a tourist standpoint that you actually think is a positive attribute that people should be aware of.
We are a great arts and cultural capital. I mean, we have incredible local art scene and a thriving local music scene. Bands traveling between Kansas City and Denver like to stop in Lincoln, and we've been building on that music scene. We've got an event annually called Lincoln Calling that features just a variety of national and regional artists and a variety of our beloved historic downtown venues, places like the Zoo Bar and the Bourbon Theater and at our new Tower Square, an outdoor venue. We also continue to build on some of our other unique locations. We've got a Museum of American Speed that was recently voted the best attraction for car lovers, and now in its 30th year, this museum is dedicated to preserving and interpreting and displaying, you know, racing and automotive relics that are worth a look. And we also have something that I think anyone can enjoy when they come to our community. We are a haven for trails enthusiasts. We have over 134 miles of trails and you can rent bikes and visit the Sunken Gardens.
There is so much that's happening there. So really quick before we have to let you go, by the way, Lincoln is a city that this show is actually not heard in, I'm going to say. And that's tough to do since we're on 490-some-odd stations around the country. So anything you could do through executive order to make that happen, we'd appreciate that, okay? But but really, last question, about 30 seconds for us. You know, share something surprising with us. Maybe it's an interesting fact about Lincoln that you think is going to entice our listeners to come visit.
Well, yes, you know, we have some of the best fans in college football, and on game days, the University of Nebraska's Memorial Stadium is the third largest city in the state because so many fans come out decked out in red and white to cheer on the Huskers, and we think that's a fun factoid about our
Well, that is a good
that
fact. And if you
fact.
Haven't been to a Cornhuskers game, well, then you got to go, and then you'll know everything.
Lots of school spirit, yeah.
Mayor, listen, thank you very much for joining us today. Folks, if you want to find out more, you can plan your own travels at Lincoln.org, Lincoln.org. We hope you have a great rest of the weekend, okay?
Thank you so much. Thanks for featuring Lincoln, Nebraska.
And thanks for your time. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, well, there goes the mayor. And
so many great destinations in the country that people really need to know about. That's a good reminder. That's such a great area.
All right, folks, as we approach 11 a.m. Eastern time, that is it for hour one of the program this week in Destination Spotlight number 95. You can find them all, by the way, on the homepage of our website. After these messages, we'll all be back for hour two. The NCF is going to help us kick it off. Plus, we've got the personal connection, right stuff, and open road with RJ all ahead as well, so we hope you'll be sticking around for that. Keep your radios locked in, and don't forget you can catch us live or anytime at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.